This episode brought to you by Audible! Audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin for 30 days free and a book to get you started for your book recommendation, Mikey.
So you may have heard of a little series called Harry Potter.
Wait, what?
Harry Potter?
I'm recommending The Chamber of Secrets because there's a spider in it.
Yeah, Aragog.
Aragog. Yes.
Quickly, what's your favorite Harry Potter book?
Deathly Hallows, but Order of the Phoenix is my second favorite.
Half-Blood Prince.
Really? We're all different. I like the best one, which is Prisoner of Azkaban. Mm.
That's Corey's favorite is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, it's the best. All right, whatever. So yeah, listen to Aragog read The Chamber of Secrets. This episode also brought to you by Nick B.
Hey, Nick B.
Fun fact about Nick B. He's like one of four British people who doesn't like tea.
What?
Yeah.
I thought they all like tea. Does he prefer coffee?
Coffee's what Americans like.
No, he prefers like Milo's sweet tea.
I don't like tea, but I've always been told it's because tea in America tastes like dirty water.
Yeah.
And it does. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the UK, it all tasted the same to me. So I'm not a tea person.
It could have just been the dirty water that we made the tea with.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, you did it on purpose. No, that makes sense. I get it.
From when we dumped it in the river.
Fun fact about John. He followed me on Instagram this week.
Oh, ooh. Yeah?
He only follows three people. Ryan Reynolds, Eminem, and me.
All sex symbols.
Yeah.
Nice. Well. Wait, is that true?
That's actually true.
Oh, my God. I'm a little hurt because he doesn't follow me or the show. He only follows you. Although he's just probably trying to find out like where you live so he can take care of the fun fact problem he has.
There's like the whole Pacific Ocean between us.
I mean, there are boats
and planes.
Jinx.
Yeah. John, I'm frankly disgusted. So I'm going to bring in that theme music.
Oh.
We meet again. You son of a bitch.
Welcome to the Horror Virgin, everybody. Hi, I'm Jen.
I'm Mikey.
And I'm your Horror Virgin, Todd, which means I don't like scary movies, and you guys make me watch them, and then you make fun of me, and we sort of make fun of the movie together. I did see a meme this week.
I did, too. I was going to talk about it. Yeah. The long legs one? Oh, man.
No.
Okay.
So we can talk about whatever the shit that is. But yeah, because it sounds great. But the one that I saw was horror movies are just comedies with friends.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's sort of true. Like, a lot of times we'll laugh through these very scary movies up here.
Yeah.
But it's not like that when we go see them in the theaters, and it's very scary.
So I was going to tell you for our laugh line a funny story about something that happened to me this morning.
Is it related to this movie?
Yeah. I always exercise in the morning, and I saw a spider on the wall.
What?
And I tried to get Corey to come up and get it. But the thing is, by the time I got Corey up here to kill it, it had spidered away.
What? You let it escape? So it's still in the room?
What? It's in here somewhere.
What have you done to us? Anyway, this week we watched the 1990 classic, Arachnophobia.
And it fucked us all up.
Yeah, it did. Although I do want to say this, because I wasn't super scared tonight by this movie because of some work stuff. I didn't think I'd be able to watch it with you guys tonight. So I watched it last Sunday with Natalie, and I had all of the same reactions you guys had tonight. But it was a lot of fun for me tonight because I was able to like watch you guys watch the movie. And man, it was, I get why you like watching movies with me. It was so much fun.
About his fair play.
So Mikey, you've seen this movie before, right?
Yes.
When did you watch it?
I watched it in 1991.
Oh wow. Okay, so like when it came out.
How did you feel when you watched it for the
first
time?
Scared shitless.
Yeah.
I am scared of spiders, I guess.
I hate spiders.
Because you're a rational human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not a sociopath.
Let me tell you first thoughts.
John.
This is the scariest movie I've watched with y'all.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I was freaked out.
Okay. I mean, I got video and posted it to the Facebook group because it was hilarious
and
to watch you guys.
You didn't even get the ones where we screamed.
Well, no, I screamed at that part too, and I knew it was coming, and it still scared me.
It's a fucking giant spider.
I know.
Unlike most of the movies I recommend, this one's still actually scary, and I didn't know it was going to still actually be scary until like the spider jumped in the beginning, and I screamed, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, man, it was so good.
I know.
But you think it holds up well, Mikey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, man.
Those are real spiders.
A lot of them are, yeah.
I got fun facts.
I'm sure you do.
This movie was terrifying. I don't like spiders either.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I have a long time ago, but I avoided it for a long time because of spiders. And like, I remember when this came out and everybody was like, oh, Arachnophobia, John Goodman's so funny. It's like, but there are fucking spiders in that movie. No, I'm out.
And John Goodman is hilarious.
He is
amazing.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels has a dark sense of humor from minute one of this movie.
Yeah, he does. I'll say it.
I think sort of everyone knows what movie there is, but no one knows that more than John Goodman.
Yeah.
And he knows, I mean, it is a horror movie and it is scary, but he knows his job is to not play into that. His job is to be like the comic relief.
His job is to be Bill Murray.
And, yes. And he crushes it. I think he's a better Bill Murray than Bill Murray.
I think so too.
Let's get into this fucking movie.
We start with like scenic views of the rainforest.
Oh, that's right. I always forget this movie starts in Venezuela
by a helicopter.
Yep.
Yeah, a $5 million helicopter that now could be replaced by a $5 drone.
Fun fact: helicopter pilot Robert Zonjak, also known as Bobby Z.
Wow. We pause the credits and the helicopter pilot is named Robert Bobby Z Zonjak.
So good job, Bobby.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
I just love helicopters. This movie kind of starts off like Jurassic Park.
I was thinking that too.
How so? Yeah.
Well, the scientist is dressed like Alan Grant, the spider scientist.
Oh, the blonde dude?
He's yeah.
The Austrian or whatever? Yeah.
Is the bad guy? Would you say he was the bad guy in Crocodile Dundee?
No. He looked like the bad guy from Die Hard, but he wasn't German enough. No.
Right. And it wasn't him. I think his assistant is the bad guy from Crocodile Dundee, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. I do like that movie. It's my preferred Crocodile Dundee.
It is my favorite Crocodile Dundee, too.
It's actually my also preferred Crocodile
My also favorite Crocodile Dundee.
Hey, guys. High five. Yay. Yeah.
They call those tri-fives when it's three people.
Do they?
So they're in the jungles of Venezuela.
Yes.
And a photographer enters the mix.
Mm-hmm. Which, it's kind of like they hired a photographer off of Craigslist because he's wholly unprepared for the jungle.
Yeah.
He's like, what are we in the rainforest or something?
Okay.
All right. So he's a spider professor and they're going
Who is the blonde guy
from Die Hard or something.
Blonde Alan Grant from Jurassic Park. He's got the blue shirt, the khaki pants.
What's his actual name?
I don't know.
Professor.
Professor Spider. So Professor Spider is being mean to this photographer guy and dragging
him. He is
him.
Sort of being a dick. You're right.
Yeah. I'm always right. And so they get on a helicopter. They're like, no, we're not going to climb up the mountain because nobody that climbs up there ever comes back. So they fly over with Bobby Z driving them in a helicopter, going over these really pretty waterfalls and like giant cliffs and caverns. And it's really pretty. And I want to go visit there, except without all the spiders. So they get to the top of this thing and it's like 200 meters deep or something.
Yeah, they drop off their gear and their gear gets lowered down. And the photographer, whose name escapes me, but he's not super important for reasons you'll find out later.
Yeah.
Plot point. They're going down into the well of Venezuela where there's no sunlight.
You guys know the well, right? The famous well in Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Where they said they're going to catch...
Venezuela.
Is that why it's named Venezuela?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, the professor's down there and says, and there were species of spiders down there that have never been.
It's like land before time type shit down there, right?
So they're trying to murder a bunch of bugs, but they're trying to get pictures of all the spiders.
It's called science, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I know. So they start, it's funnel time, and they start just putting funnels all around this giant tree.
Yeah, they're trying to like capture species that they murder in this very specific tree, and then they fall into these funnels.
Yeah, but not before cameraman puts his hat down and immediately gets covered by like four roaches and a grasshopper.
Yeah, they were just like... hanging out waiting for a Miami Dolphins hat to climb onto.
That's the thing about that scene is that that's just like bugs for that you can get like down the street. That's just a praying mantis.
It's still not okay.
Yeah, that's not making me like it more.
No.
Like, that's just letting me know that it's local.
So anyway, they've set up the funnels and he takes out his leaf blower fumigator.
That thing was insane. He like had to like pump it up and it looked very...
crank it up. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you said it. And yeah, he does. And then it ejaculates smoke
everywhere.
Right? And then that ejaculate smoke kills a bunch of animals.
Imagine that's what happens.
Not animals,
really
bugs. It's
insects.
It's a different kingdom.
Sure.
Yeah. But also like the ejaculate smoke is very deadly. And it says, all these bugs will die. And it says, watch your heads, put your hats on. And the photographer's like, why?
And they all just go stand under them. Like,
they're standing out, everybody. This is literally my nightmare vacation.
I understand why he had to shoot the ejaculate smoke from under the tree.
Right.
But the second you let loose your load, you run away.
Yeah, you burn down like the Mikey. Rainforest. Yeah.
No. You snuggle that tree for a good 3 hours.
And then when you get up, you realize her dog ate your shoes.
And you can't find your keys.
Mikey,
and then when
your
you get pneumonia, that tree is right there in the ER waiting for you.
So anyway, butterflies start falling,
so
and then other animals
bugs.
start falling.
Yeah. It's raining. raining bugs.
Hallelujah, it's raining bugs.
And they're gross.
Oh my God, I hate every one of us.
Yeah, dude. Oh, me too. Yeah, look, I'm not a fan of bugs, but you shouldn't kill them for science.
Yes, you should.
I think
should.
You should be able to study them, sure. You
just kill the bugs. Mosquitoes are bugs. Fuck them.
Yeah, mosquitoes are the worst.
Tell me how you feel, man.
I don't like any bugs.
I don't like them either. Yeah. But they serve a purpose ecologically.
Mosquitoes do not. Fuck them.
So butterflies start falling out of the tree, and then other bugs start falling faster, and they start falling in these funnels, and then we hear a big thud.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you know, someone's using the guest bathroom but didn't turn the fan on. You just hear this boom.
It's like Mikey when we get Zaxby's.
Yeah.
But it is a very ominous thud.
Yes.
And it's highly unusual.
Right. And then everyone looks over, photographer included, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh my God, what was that? So they kind of creepy crawly over mm-hmm. there and they see, oh, it's a huge ass spider.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
but
like
it's dead.
Larger than a tarantula. It's all curled up like dead spiders.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's like a ball of yarn with eight legs.
And the
but
photographer
yeah.
was like, that chemical mm-hmm. kills all the bugs, right? And he's like, mm-hmm. there's no way that spider's alive.
Yeah.
And or then, is it?
Yeah. Dun, dun, bye. It jumps on the lens,
and
right?
And scares the fuck out of Mikey and Jen.
Yeah,
this
you
was
guys
the first time we screamed.
It was amazing. I loved it. You guys both lost your shit. It was awesome.
It was the worst. It was a spider.
It wasn't dead. The movie lied.
Yeah. It wasn't dead. You're right.
And then we see Aragog off in the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Laying in wait.
Yeah, because the photographer.
They just killed his best friend.
Yeah, because the photographer kills the bug, and then Aragog's like, you son of a bitch.
Right, let's
I love Enju.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's like a giant, bigger spider that's watching all the little spiders get murdered, mm-hmm. and it gets really mad, and it conveys it by showing us its face, which is really creepy.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. And the spider gets down and tries to hunt the people. It's just really creepy. I don't like it.
So anyway, they collect all the specimens, like a bunch of butterflies and a bunch of spiders, and they find a live spider.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very puzzled why these spiders didn't die of the
smoke,
the fumigation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the professor is like, oh my God, look at this spider. Let's collect them.
Yeah.
So they capture one of the spiders alive, right? Because he has one later on in the movie. So
They capture two.
That's right. He captures two of them alive. And then as they're leaving to go back up out of the Venezuela, they like are carrying their supplies. And then Aragog says to one of his soldiers, mm-hmm. go murder every one of them. And so one of his soldiers, spiders, like crawls out and then jumps
onto the commander. Goes on that thing.
I don't think that was Aragog because it was
because he's got reproductive organs.
Oh, he does have sex organs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big daddy spider.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so cool. So Aragog kind of crawls over there, jumps into their supplies that they're carrying out, mm-hmm. and then crawls under a bag and is like just laying in wait.
So mm-hmm. listeners, what this Plotting. Movie does establish is that you have super strong, invincible, super smart spiders that were hiding from people to get into their stuff to go back to camp to murder them.
Yeah.
Welcome to my biggest nightmare on earth.
Yeah. So they get back to camp.
Yeah.
Science Professor Dick is like looking through a microscope at, mm-hmm. I think, one of the spiders they caught that was dead.
They just dump a big pile of the dead butterflies that they murdered from.
That's the villain from Crocodile Dundee, too.
Yeah.
He's like shaking out a bunch of dead butterflies onto a table.
I think Mick's going to get him pretty soon, though, so it's okay.
Yeah. That's not a butterfly.
Well, yeah, this is a butterfly.
They are really pretty butterflies.
Well,
really pretty butterflies.
Yeah. They still are because they're mummified forever, Jen.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to them anymore.
All right. Anyway, So the photographer's talking to Science Professor Dick guy, and he's like, man, I don't feel great.
Yeah.
Professor's like, yeah, you look like shit.
By the way, lay down. Professor's been a real dick to the photographer the whole movie. And like, he says he's sick with malaria, like arriving on the scene. And he's
at Jump Street, he says that.
He's like, get in the chopper, bro.
Yeah.
Get to the
chopper.
Spiders wait for no man.
But now that they're back, the professor's like, you know what? You've really proven yourself to me.
Yeah, they bond a little bit. Yeah.
Once you survive a rain of spiders caused by your own ejaculation gun together, you're bonded for life.
Yeah.
It's just it's science, Mikey.
So anyway, he tells him, they're like, go lay down, take your malaria pill.
Yeah, have a sleep for a bit, because that's how you cure malaria.
Mm-hmm.
So the photographer goes and lays down on his cot.
He's not a doctor. This comes back later.
He's a spider doctor.
He's a PhD of spiders.
Yeah.
He's not a medical doctor, sure. He's like, malaria, I haven't read the DSM-4, but I'm pretty sure
sleep cures
it. But
if you turn into a spider, I gotcha.
The DSM-4. That's a funny joke. Whoever is out there who gets that, and I'm laughing with you.
I know, because you got my joke.
The DSM-4?
Because it's for mental health.
Yeah, it's the DSM-8 if it's for spiders, because they have
eight legs.
And dun-dun, eight dun-dun, eyes. Dun-dun.
Anyway, so the photographer's laying in his cot, and guess who rears his ugly three-eyed head?
Aragog.
It is Aragog.
It's eight eyes. They got eight eyes.
I don't know, man. At the very end, when he's eyeing down Jeff Daniels, you only see three.
Those are the three big eyes that are reflecting. Those are the three that are blue. The others are brown. So
oh,
they
that makes
want
sense.
Those in the
they just
you only
in.
Notice
yeah.
the three eyes because the rest are up here, Todd. Yeah.
So Aragog creepy crawls slowly up his leg under
that
the
is
covers.
Like
in his sleeping bag.
That is the scariest. I hate that
yes.
so much.
This begins the movie as we're going to set up the most unimaginable nightmare scenarios with spiders ever that are kind of realistic and like play on every fear you've ever had with spiders.
Yep.
And it just really fucks with you the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the spider like creepy crawls up his leg. He mm-hmm. feels it. And then he reaches down like he's about to give himself a Jolly Roger. But mm-hmm. instead of a happy ending, he receives a bite to the thorax.
Yeah. I was like, people don't know what a thorax is.
Actually, it may have been just his leg. It's like a super close up of this spider fang going into leg or whatever it is. It's gross.
It's the worst.
It's gross. And then he jerk dies.
Oh, yeah. He, like, sits up and then squeezes his body real tight like he's in, shitting like, something
it's
out.
It's called anaphylactic shock, nerds.
Is that whatever what it looks that is. Like? Dr. Mikey?
I read the book, and I happen to know he just had diarrhea.
Yeah.
My mom is a sweet lady, right? But she knows that I'm deathly scared of spiders. So, like, I had to move home to do my internship. She bought realistic-looking fake spiders, and, like, over the summer would like plant them in places.
Oh,
one of them, which she like changed my sheets, put three
oh
in
my
the sheets.
God.
Didn't notice. I'm in bed. I feel it when I kick, look down, see them. I go, fuck. And I run out. And my mom is like sipping her tea. And she's like,
oh my God. Your mom just sitting on the kitchen table, drinking her tea, laughing like, move out.
She's lucky you didn't burn her house down.
Yeah, Mikey, you should just take a hint and move out.
I did.
So anyway, so he sits up, shits a brick, and then comes in his pants. And then just like you do when you're done, you lay down
and
go to sleep. Yeah. So he goes to sleep and dies forever. Mm-hmm. And then Crocodile Dundee 2's arch nemesis comes mm-hmm. in and sees him dead and calls over Professor Dick. And they come and say, well, yeah. I mean, he had
let's
a good
let's just
run.
Mail him back to America.
Yeah.
He's
let's
fine.
Just mail him back to America. Yeah. Absolutely.
But so, let's make sure we cut giant spider size holes in this coffin. So
no,
we will.
That was for the sticks that they carried the coffin with. Mm.
It's like the lowest budget coffin you've ever seen.
They're in the jungle.
It might as well be just like a Post-it box.
I get logistically it would be hard to find a coffin
my
there.
My favorite
but.
Part about this scene is like the spider Sherpas call the professor over. They're like, Desmorta? And he's like touches the body a little bit. He's like, oh yeah, he's dead. Get the coffin. I'm like, he's a professor in spiders.
Yeah. Dude, he gets a lot more responsibility than that later in the movie, and it's insane.
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
He has a mason jar where like he just collects spiders. It comes back later.
It's so dumb. Anyway, so they box up photography dude and ship him back to Canaima,
but not
California.
Before
oh
yeah,
the gigantic spider sneaks in.
So Aragog the general climbs in the coffin
mm-hmm.
and we find out shortly after they get to America that he like just feeds on the corpse for that whole trip, however long that is,
and plots.
Oh yeah.
So now it's happy music. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, and we're flying over Canina.
Yeah.
And we're following a station wagon, Jen.
I thought it was a hearse.
It's a hearse, bro.
Also known
shit,
as a
it is.
Ooh, in your face.
In my mind, that was Jeff Daniels' family going to town,
that's
but it's
what I
not.
Too.
It's the hearse.
It's the hearse.
That is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Because the first thing we see is them pulling the shitty casket out, taking it down.
It's been FedExed from like Venezuela.
Yeah. They Amazon primed it.
They did.
From the Amazon.
From the Amazon.
Yeah. And then they take it into the funeral home. Uh-huh. And then they pry the top off.
Yeah.
And then the mortician sees the body and then immediately is like calling the family like, hey, I know you wanted to do open casket, but listen.
Yeah, he all fucked up.
You don't want that. Exactly.
Yeah.
And as he's making that phone call, he's like walking back and forth between the casket and you see mm-hmm. the spider on the inside hiding. And then as he goes back to the counter where the phone is, he like crawls up and out and gets out. Yeah.
Well, you think he's going to kill a dog and a cat too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, they get away.
Come to think of it, why is a dog and a cat just loose in a funeral home?
Because he lives there. He's allowed to have pets, Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey.
In the same place he does like autopsies?
There's a cat in Autopsy of Jane Doe.
And they're also not going to get any deader.
Right, that's true.
But what about to protect the cat? Like, if,
from what?
Licking bodies?
If a cat likes to lick bodies, that's that cat's problem.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not going to cat shame.
Exactly.
Well, like, what if your cat came up and did a hairball, but instead of like normal hair, it's like a dead person in the basement's hair?
Well, you've given me a lot to think about, Mikey. So while I wake up terrified tonight, I'm definitely going to call you.
Like just whole different color hairballs all over
the apartment. There are five cats in my house.
Who knows which one of them has been licking bodies?
And... what is it supposed to look like? I've never looked at a hairball that closely.
Well, you got to now.
It's all blonde, like the body in the basement.
All right, so the body is all spider fucked up, and it looks like it got spider mummified.
It does. It looks like it was drained of blood by like Dracula 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the spider gets out and is on the floor of the morgue, like walking towards the door, and a dog and a cat run out.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes out, the spider, Aragog, goes out the doggy door and gets picked up by a bird.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, he did it. He saved the town.
The day.
Yeah. And the credits.
Yeah.
And instead of credits, what we see is the crow picks up the spider and flies away.
Mm-hmm.
But the crow gets murdered.
Oh, I see
Nailed
what you did
it.
There.
Little crow humor.
Yeah.
And it falls in like someone's front yard.
Jeff Daniels'
front yard.
Who's moving in and shaming the movers for being poor and not knowing about wine.
Yeah.
I didn't like this part because the guy's, he's like, be careful. That's $120 a bottle in like 1990 money.
Yeah. And the mover was like, does it taste good? He goes, who can afford to drink it?
Right.
I mean, you can. You bought it, you dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Jeff Daniels in this, and he is just a silly, funny dude, and I like that. But I didn't love that line. I was like, that's sort of weird.
It was a very
weird flex.
Yeah.
So Jeff Daniels, you hear the family talking. It's Jeff Daniels, his wife.
His stereotypical 90s wife who's been in some stuff, but I can't remember.
Not stereotypical. She was a stockbroker in San Francisco. He's a doctor. They have two kids, a son and a daughter. You never know their names.
Also, is there a stock market in San Francisco?
Well, the stock market is just the stock market, and it's everywhere.
I think what you're thinking of is the internet, and it was not in existence yet.
It's called a fax machine, Todd. You can buy stocks anywhere.
A fax machine and a phone. Why did she have to quit when they moved to the city or out of the city?
She said she didn't have to. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom.
I get it.
Jeff came to take over the retiring small-town doctor's job.
Yes.
And that's why they're here. And they're all like, we grew up in the city. This is weird. We're in the country.
Yeah. Look at how weird we are. So, like, Jeff Daniels and the wife and the two kids are getting out of the car. The daughter throws the son's baseball over right next to the spider.
Yeah.
And he goes and picks it up. And there's, like, a scary moment there, but it's not super scary.
It's scary.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, I
was scared.
I didn't really feel like the kid was in danger, though.
I did.
I thought the kid was going to die later, or that a kid was going to die later.
So now they're all moving in, and the son is now screaming that there's a spider in his box with all his cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jeff Daniels comes in and says, hey, honey, talking to his wife, there's a spider in the living room and you need to get it.
Yeah. Like we do.
This is when we learn that Jeff Daniels has a huge fear of spiders like I do.
You might call it arachnophobia.
Oh, I wish I jumped on that.
So the mom says, you're not supposed to kill a spider the first day you move in. And Jeff's like, well, you just made that up.
She did.
But he stores that little tidbit about making stuff up for later. And then she picks up the spider and says, well, what should we do with it? And then the daughter says, take it to the barn.
Kill it.
Yeah. So they
burn it down.
Yeah, because this is the spider that Aragog breeds with. Did you guys pick up on that?
Oh,
I did not pick up on that.
So she brings Aragog, his wife, and they put it in the barn.
She
brings
to live out
in
that
the barn.
Spider.
Yeah.
Look, I would like to say for the record, I do not want to kill any spiders.
I do not
promote the murder of spiders. I just don't want them on me or in any place that I am.
So they take the spider to the barn.
And then it's spider dick o'clock.
Yeah, because the spider and house spider. So because Aragog and house spider get it
They take two of their legs and they just start stroking. Yeah.
They do. Like, there is a sensual stroke down amongst spiders.
And it's more sensual than any scene we see with Jeff Daniels and his wife.
They have no sex scenes in this movie.
No, they do. They're about to have a sex scene.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But we're also turned on by the spider sex scene that we just weren't paying attention. Yeah.
This spider sex scene made me uncomfortable because one spider was ginormous, one was really tiny. So I just didn't really buy into it.
No, sometimes I can be hot.
Yeah. Sometimes that's like, all right, what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so it goes from spider sex scene to human sex scene.
Yeah.
And Jeff Daniels says, you know, it's bad luck to not have sex the first night in a new house.
Does it?
Anyway,
I didn't catch that part.
That's why I
just
said
finishing up from the spider sex scene.
Yeah, I was too creeped out to notice human sex.
So now it's the next day and Jeff Daniels is going to meet his new practice person. And the doctor pulls a dick move and decides not to retire at the last minute.
Yeah. They have picked up their whole life from the city, which I think it was San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
But I know they go back there, but I think they came from San Francisco, gave up their life to move to the town, and they had looked at other towns. Like, I think later she mentions they looked at 14 towns and they picked this one because he was going to retire as soon as they
moved.
And
they had apparently just a verbal agreement, which that was his mistake.
Yeah, you always get this in writing. He said he's going to give up all his patients to Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, he was going to retire.
Because what you do, I have a friend who's a chiropractor and she's considered moving and you sell your practice to people.
Yeah.
Because that's lucrative. Jeff Daniels? I guess they didn't do that in the 90s.
I bet they did.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Old timey doctor was like, well, if you retire, you're just gonna die.
That's true.
So I'm sorry, bro. He's like, I bought a house and we moved here. It was my whole family.
I hate this town already. Now I have to stay here and do nothing.
I hope you get bit by a fucking poisonous spider soon.
Well, so Jeff Daniels walks outside and he's looking very morose.
Yeah, and he gets a ticket. He walks into his car and the sheriff Dickface is giving him a ticket.
And this older sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
She like pops up out of nowhere.
Bad looking.
And commits a crime.
I mean, honestly, for like someone in probably her 60s?
68.
She could get it.
Anyway, she grabs his ticket, tears it up and says,
does she?
Tells the sheriff, you bullied people in fifth grade. You're kind of a piece of shit. Come on, Jeff Daniels, let's go for a walk.
And I was your teacher, so I know.
Yeah. They treat this dude like shit, and I love it.
Because he's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
He's like the kind of guy that gets a small little bit of power and just lords it over everybody.
Yeah, Mikey.
He's like, she rips up the ticket, and then she says, well, you do have one patient. Hey, you got me. I'm your new patient. I don't know if she sounds quite as witchy as
No, she does not. She does not ride off on a broom. She drives away in her truck.
She sounds sweet as pie. She's like, I'll see you Monday. I'll be your first patient.
Well,
is she a mobster? She does sort of sound like she's from the South, even though Canaima is in California. So
she sounds like an old dame kind of Southern belle.
Don't
you
say
know?
Dame. That's derogatory. So after this stunning defeat at the doctor's office, Jeff goes back to his wife and says, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Mm-hmm. Let me go in reverse alphabetical order and start with the good news. And he says, I got a patient later today.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's great. What's the bad news? She's my only patient.
Yeah. And we're going to have to kill the doctor.
Yeah. Well, he does say that.
Yeah.
Because he explains to his wife that the doctor's not going to retire.
Yeah. Right.
So that they're sort of financially screwed. And
she's like, what are we going to do? And he goes,
we're going to kill the doctor.
We're going to kill him.
I love him.
He's funny in this movie.
He is very funny. And honestly, that little bit with the wine at the beginning, had you met him before he said that, I would have found that funny.
Yeah. Right.
Is this your first introduction to Jeff as him like power flexing on this poor dude?
Yeah. Right.
It's weird.
I've fallen into this.
Like once you get through it, you're like, oh yeah, he's probably just kind of commenting on what a stupid thing that was to spend money on.
Yeah.
You know?
But
and
yeah,
so he's also saying, well, maybe this patient is like super diseased.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get lucky and she's like riddled with seven or eight diseases.
But she's not. She's perfectly healthy.
Yeah. Smash cut to them in the doctor's office. And he's like, well, you're the fucking picture of hell.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well, she does say, well, I thought I have hypertension. He's like, nah, blah, blah, blah. It's not that bad. It's the good. It's not too bad.
It's
the good kind of high blood pressure.
Yeah. She goes, do I need to be on these high blood pressure pills? And he's like, nah, throw them away. And she's like, that old doc doesn't know his head from his dick. And then I was like, damn, she has a grudge against that doctor.
Grandmama got a mouth.
Oh, it's probably because her husband died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she blames the doctor.
I mean, he is to blame. All right. She does say that the reason that this asshole doctor got a bunch of clients is because he's really good with networking and he threw a party and that's how he got all of his patients.
That's right. And on the way to, he walks her to her car and on the way, she's like, that's what we'll do. We'll throw you a party in a month's time when the evenings are cooler and we'll win over a bunch of clients for you.
Yeah.
Jump cut to a month later immediately.
No, because first, the wife is a photographer too. And so she's walking around in the barn and she sees the picture of, or she sees the giant spider web.
And this spider web is the creepiest spider web I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like perfect. It doesn't have anything written in it, but it might as well have like terror written in it or something.
Like if Charlotte was Banksy.
I think if Charlotte was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
And they actually make that joke later. So,
they do make that joke.
I'll take that check later, Jeff Daniels.
But for then, stealing a joke, stealing you get a check?
Yeah, I made a new joke, so I want my check.
All right, guys. I don't know where from you think the money's coming from, but I have some bad news for everyone involved in this podcast.
But so we see the gigantic spider's nest, and then we pan to an even bigger spider's web, and it's gross. And she takes all these pictures because she's not freaked out.
She is not scared of spiders at all. So no. She's like fine with it.
Also, it doesn't look like a normal spider's web. It looks like a giant killer spider lives in your barn.
Yeah, it looks like
it's
a layer.
Murder written in it.
Yeah.
So we see a weird girl sticking her nose to the window. And then kids running off with her to go blow up bullfrogs.
Oh, yeah. That's the neighbor. We meet the neighbor who becomes friends with the two Daniels kids.
Yeah, and we really don't see much of the kids. I talked about it a little earlier, and that's okay with me because they really don't have anything to do with the story except to be in danger.
Right.
So now Jeff Daniels and his wife are talking about his terrible fear of spiders, also known as arachnophobia.
Yeah, because she's trying to get him to face his fears because she is a licensed therapist and knows how to help him get over that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the way to get over that is to scare the fuck out of him by taking him to the barn and forcing him by shaming him as a man to climb a web.
As a licensed therapist, she's not totally wrong because you could get over a phobia by a technique called flooding where like, say you're afraid of spiders and you throw your husband in a barn full of fucking spiders. And then by the end, he would get over it.
And you'd get divorced.
Yeah.
I'm not her. This is not a choice I would make.
Or he'll die. That's how she gets the insurance money.
But he, you know, she's like, this would be good therapy for you, which is like weird because Google doesn't even exist at this point to Google therapy for being afraid of spiders.
So anyway, Mama Daniels takes him out to the barn and makes him climb the ladder.
Yeah. And shaming him all the way.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. But
he's
tells,
like shaking.
I know. He tells the story on the walk over there about when he was like his first memory was him in a crib and this spider started crawling up his leg and he couldn't move. He was terrorized. So that's where the fear comes from. Well, terrorized, paralyzed, either way.
Yeah,
well,
probably
one causes, you know, where you can't move and one is just fear.
Maybe when you're terrorized, that causes paralysis.
Yeah, that's sort of what it was because he was a baby, I guess. He was
I think
in a crib.
Like one is what I
imagine. Do you?
I remember that. I mean, you still might sleep in the crib until you're like two.
I still sleep in one now.
Do you lower the crib.
I don't have memories that young. So I don't have memories.
But did you have spiders crawling in her face that young?
No. Well, I mean, maybe, but not that I remember. Oh, so he's climbing this ladder that's covered in spider webs. Yeah.
And this is when Mikey and I lost our shit.
Yes, because he reaches up one more rung on the ladder and it breaks. And then he pulls some stuff down. As he falls, a rat swings out in front of him.
A mummified rat.
I should have said that.
From spiderness.
Like spidered up. Like webbed up. Not spidered up. Sorry. And it like swings in his face. He screams and lands on his back. And she just laughs.
He lays on the ground and the rat's dangling over him and he just screams, "Ah!" It's really funny.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not normal for spiders to kill rats, so everyone should be freaking out.
I know.
I do feel like the sentence justifies the yelling.
Yeah.
Because, that is not normal for mummified rats to swing in your fucking face.
I was very upset, and I would have reacted the same way, which was just screaming.
Is this when we meet John Goodman?
No, now we see the pulsing spider bag.
Oh, that's right. Because they get up and leave the barn, but it zooms in on a pulsing spider bag, which
we now don't see.
Right.
No, they don't
what
see
What we
it.
Do know now is that this is every random single bachelor spider's worst nightmare.
Oh, I can't believe it.
He knocked up the first girl he met in town that one night.
Yeah, she's a Barney. Now he's stuck with her.
Oh, my God. I love it. He knocked up the barn spider, guys.
So now it's a month later and we're at their party. And I just really don't like anybody in this town except for Margaret.
Oh, we missed a plot point. So when the professor was studying the spiders from Venezuela, so they're like bees. There's like a queen bee.
Yes.
Like there's only some bees with reproductive organs. And then there's drone spiders without reproductive organs that go out and get the food and stuff for the big, big spiders.
Yeah.
So it's a month later and all of the spiders from the first sack who are the ones who can't reproduce are like the drone spiders. They're the ones who are creeping all over this party.
A sack attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the sack explodes and it just blows its load all over this party.
I know.
Anyway, so the party has happened.
Yeah.
Right? We've met
Mortician, and they've stolen all the food.
Right. You meet Not Meatloaf, his wife, his daughter, and his son. His son plays football on the team. His daughter
wife is a Baptist, not a nepotist.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Pretty funny joke.
So we meet all those characters, and then the party ends, and they're sort of touching up with Margaret, right? Thanking her for the party.
The doctor's really rude to them again.
Oh, yeah. My God. Doctor's this doctor's the worst. Yeah.
That's what he says here, but it was really dickish.
Yeah. Well, no, he's like, he's talking to someone with Jeff Daniels, and he's talking to that other person. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's all three of them are there, right? And he says, you know, when I hang up my spurs, you should go to this doctor. He's almost as good as me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like flexing on Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels is really embarrassed, and I feel bad for him.
And everyone is leaving, and we have our coroner couple and a lady from that Drew Carey show.
Mimi,
yeah. Are taking home all of the food.
They are. They're taking home like to-go plates with nothing on top of it, which right. seems weird to me.
Yeah, and Jeff Daniels like sets his sandwich down on top of their plate, and they both give each other a look like, well, it's got a bite in it, but I'm still going to eat it. And
I know.
And they just walk away.
That's a good sandwich.
Three-fourths of that sandwich is eatable.
Pause the podcast. Did you say eatable?
I'm not saying you shouldn't have been.
So, but you know who's not leaving the party?
The spiders?
A spider. Yeah, because a spider creepy crawls into the room as they're watching coroner couple steal all the food. Not steal the food, but abscond.
It was buffet, right?
I know.
It's like when you go to Shoney's and ask for a to-go box.
So that fucking spider sneaks in, man.
Well, it's the lady. She goes to bed, right?
Yeah, no. She goes and sits on her old lady couch and looks at a picture of her dead husband.
This is real sad, man.
And I know.
Oh, yeah. She kisses it and says, you would have got so drunk and made everybody laugh.
Yeah.
Aww. Which could have been a good thing. It could have been why he died. I don't know.
You think it was like cirrhosis or something?
Like, or like, you know, got drunk at a party, fell off a porch and died.
Oh,
yeah, it happens, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's happy because they're going to be together soon.
And they are.
Because
you're not wrong.
She reaches up to turn the lamp off. And oh my God, there's a spider and it comes right down on her hand.
You're really downplaying how scary this scene is.
Yeah, both of you guys flipped the fuck out.
She goes to pull the string of the lamp and the spider.
Meanwhile, we've seen the spider crawling across the lamp shade.
Oh,
and it's bigger because it's a shadow spider.
And she like goes to pull the string and like it rappels down on its web and bites her in the hand.
Yeah.
Aww. And it's like this movie just is every fear about spiders I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And these spiders are like the most tactical spiders I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
When we were in the Amazon in Venezuela, it jumps off of a branch into a backpack and crawls under it, right?
Yeah.
This one rappels down to bite her. Like these are SEAL Team 6 level spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spider Team 6.
Whoever wins, we lose.
I think you mean Spider Team 8.
Damn it, that was a joke.
Because there's 8 legs?
Ah,
of course. Like it was right there.
I like it. It's the whole time, Jenna. Yeah. It was there the whole time.
I know, man.
Anyway, so she dies.
But we don't see it yet, but we assume.
We assume she's dead.
But this is the first person that we've seen die from these spiders, right? Because Rainforest guy died, but he died from the gigantic evil
spider. These are the offspring spiders. So yes, it's the first offspring spider to get a kill count.
Yeah. So we don't know for sure she dies yet, but there's nothing good that's going to happen if a spider's on you. So Jeff Daniels is down in his wine cellar, and I just heard he's trying to nail through his family because he's nailing up into the floor, and the nails are just shooting up like an inch into the floor. His kids are playing right there.
You see like his kids driving like an RC car, and the nail almost like destroys the car. If you shoot one and it goes through the floor, you should stop.
Also, if you're the mom upstairs and you see a nail shooting up through your floor, go stomp on that wood and say, what the fuck?
Yeah, they don't
stop trying to nail through your family.
Yeah, they don't tell him to stop and like, hey, stop. He comes up the stairs like, I almost killed you guys.
Right. And she's like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you did almost kill us.
Uh-huh.
Just chill, man.
She's already shown herself to be reckless with her spider holding. So now he's talking about, oh, I almost nailed through all of you. And she doesn't really care, but she'll say, okay, I'll call the exterminator tomorrow.
Because they assume they have termites.
Right, because that's a natural assumption, I think.
I think so.
Well, yeah, wood's like broken off. You're like, oh man, I got termites.
Yeah.
The wife tries to call the lady who threw the party, the old lady who just died, to thank her for the party, but she can't.
Oh, yeah.
She's not answering the phone.
That's who she's on the phone with, right?
I think she's trying to. No, I think she's on the phone with someone else.
Well, she can't be on the phone with her because she's dead.
Right. No, she's.
What if it's ghost her?
What if she's on the phone with a spider?
She was trying to call her. Couldn't call her. Tells Jeff Daniels, go check on her because she's not answering the phone.
Yeah, she's been really ghosting me this morning.
She calls the exterminator.
Yeah, so now Jeff is running on down the lane to go check on her neighbor, Margaret, and finds her dead. And
yes.
Sad.
Well, and there are like precursors to that as he's walking up, because he picks up the paper that's at the end of the driveway. Yep. He lets the cat back in, and then he sees her dead in the hallway.
Yes.
And then the next scene, like, you see her, him with like the coroner, right?
Yeah, because we don't really see her. We see the old asshole doctor, and the coroner's now here too.
Right.
And the terrible sheriff, too. Yeah.
And technically, Jeff is her doctor.
Yes.
And says that he wants an autopsy because there's no reason she should have keeled over at night. When it cuts to, you know, right after he sees her dead, it cuts to the old doctor talking about how it was bound to happen sooner or later. Yeah. She had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm.
Right. She's got a heart condition. Right. She's on this medicine. And that's when Jeff is like, nope, I just took her off. Which could, I mean, if I were that old doctor and had my head up my ass, I would think, oh, you took her off her medicine. That's why she died.
Well, he says that.
He says, you killed her. And he's like, no, I need an autopsy. He's like, I'm bringing a malpractice suit against you, which
which would require an autopsy.
I know. So I got super annoyed.
Yeah. If I was Jeff, I'd have been like, yes, please do that. Because then I get what I want.
And there's like a lot of anti-autopsy behavior in this movie.
Yeah, is that like a common thing? Like, I've seen that in movies where people are like, don't dig them up, don't do an autopsy.
Now, I can imagine not wanting to exhume a body that's already been laid to rest, but I can't, like, if I had a loved one and I didn't know how they died, I would want to know how they died.
Yeah.
What if somebody murdered you?
Yeah.
Oh. Depends on the relative.
Just wrap them in toilet paper and
somebody could have murdered him. Somebody could have.
Yeah, that's somebody could have done that. I mean, if I die at like 107, I'm gonna want an autopsy. I'm gonna want to find out why. But so it's really Jeff's call because he's her doctor.
Yeah.
But the sheriff sides with the old doctor and says, "Well, I've known him longer. He was her doctor longer too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave it up to him." And of course, the old doctor doesn't want an autopsy.
Right. All right. So now Jeff Daniels is sitting on the couch and drinking wine because he's sad that his patient died, which is a sad thing. And she was really nice to him. She just threw him that party.
It's her first patient.
Yeah. All right, guys. So now we have John Goodman.
I love John Goodman.
I'm so excited. I love him so much.
And his music is the best.
How's it go?
I don't
remember any of that, man.
He does have a weird, goofy theme song in this movie.
It's every time you see him. It's amazing.
But he shows up, and he's definitely what you said. Like, he's like Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
He is Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
I don't know, man, because Jeff is not at the house. It's just the wife and John Goodman, and the first time you see John Goodman. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, walking around, checking out the wood. He's got like these headphones and it is sort of like a stethoscope. And he's putting it against the wood or whatever. And he goes, would anybody mind terribly if I rip this floor out? And she goes, I think we would. And he goes, never mind, let's carry on.
Right. Yeah, he's just real dry.
He's so funny. Yeah, he's so good.
He's amazing.
But he's also a very honest one. He's like, nope, no termites.
Yeah.
She's like, well, what is it?
The wood is bad.
Yeah. The wood is
bad,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do with bad wood? Rip out the bad wood, put in good wood.
And to be fair, that's what we did when I had some bad wood in my house.
Yeah, that is exactly what you do.
But we have, and this will be important later, we have established that there are no bugs down in this wine cellar. There are no spiders.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. So now we're at Margaret's funeral.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but really the only thing that happens here is we overhear the old dick doctors talking to someone in the town saying, it's a shame she started going to that new doctor because I would have seen this coming.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the football coach, the guy who's not Meatloaf, what'd you call him? Turkey Loaf?
Yeah.
He says, why don't you come by the school? I've got some work for you. I've got some patients for you.
I got some patients for you.
That's what it is.
Speaking of dick doctors.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of work he's doing, because now we see the coach walking him into the gym to give him some business.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
I'll rephrase this. If you've played sports, you have to like cough, turn your head and cough for like a hernia test.
So is that what it is?
Yeah.
And so I think the most disturbing thing about this is he doesn't wash his hands.
Between everyone?
All.
He goes down the line.
No, wait, that did not happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Even if you are wearing gloves, that's gross.
Gross.
That is gross.
Yes. Especially since they've been playing sports.
I missed that on the first watch.
How sweaty is it?
Mikey.
We talked about it.
Yeah. That would be like me, you, and 9 of our other friends standing naked in a line and one person touching our balls back to back.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Like I like to call
it's
it
like our Labor
Thursday
Day
night.
Yeah.
Thursday night. A lady. Gross.
It is gross. Wash your hands, you dirty bastard.
Everybody should wash their hands more than they
just
do.
Right now. Everyone get up.
Yep.
Go wash your hands. Don't pause the podcast. Just wash your hands.
You can just sing happy birthday and then you're done washing your hands. All right. So now it's practice time after they've all gotten their balls checked out and they're ready to go.
And Jeff is just hanging out there on the stand. fans.
Yeah.
And there are like some, I assumed they were cheerleaders. They might just have been regular students that were like boyfriends or girlfriends of the people on the team.
Yeah.
And if you guys notice this, the star, I'm assuming wide receiver, messes something up and the coach throws him to the showers, like, go to the showers. And then he calls in the second string wide receiver and is like, do you know this play? And he's like, yeah, I can do this play. Go get your helmet. So he goes and grabs his helmet.
But what
as
we
a
have
spider.
Not seen is the spider descending from the bleachers.
Another repelling spider.
I know. And then tactical rolling its way over to through the helmet.
So yeah, so he picks up the helmet, puts the helmet on. So he goes, Mikey is like uncomfortable right now. So he hacks the ball, he goes to throw the ball, and as the ball's coming to him, it's like a close-up of his face in the helmet. He catches the ball, but also makes like a, like he got bit face.
Yeah. By a spider.
And he gets tackled by like four people from different angles. So he falls over.
I hate this movie, because all of the spiders are like real spiders, except for like the end. It's terrifying that I don't ever wear hats because I'm afraid spiders will bite me. Also, if I wear a hat, I look like a 50-year-old baseball coach.
You sort of do. Yeah. Yeah. Don't steal third base. So Jeff sees this happen and he gets up out of the stands and runs out to him. And the coach is like, give him air, give him air, give him air.
He's going
to
walk it off.
Yeah. So they pull the helmet off. He's don't not. See the spider kind of.
Because the spider tactical rolls out of the way.
Yeah, because the spider's going to walk it off.
It crawls out of the helmet. They put the helmet down and it crawls. I don't like this.
And then Jeff feels his pulse and there's no pulse. Yeah. So he's dead. He's died already.
Wait, so the next thing we see is the another funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funerals.
And the doctor's an even bigger dick.
There's been two scenes since Margaret's funeral, and now we're at another funeral. Yeah. It feels like Shocker to me.
I was going to say. Yeah.
There are so many funerals in this.
And so now his kids are saying, Daddy, why is everybody calling you Dr. Death?
Dr. Death, which is a great podcast. Yeah. And I didn't realize they stole the title from Arachnophobia.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just alliteration. It works well with the medical field.
No, I'm 100% sure they stole it from Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Fine, let's go with that.
And honestly, listen to it. It's amazing.
But so now his kids are asking why he wants to cut people up. And so he's explaining what an autopsy is.
Yeah.
And this is like this is something we do to care for bodies and figure out exactly what happened.
Yeah,
so
we want to know what killed him.
Because so
there's
honor
some crazy
them.
Shit going on.
These kids are like nine, though.
But the next thing we see is old Dr. Asshole on a treadmill complaining about having to be a good doctor.
And so, being a bad husband. Can I just say that? Because his wife, who is Happy Gilmore's grandmother,
that's right,
is a saint.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She knows how to rap.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I love that he's trying to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Well, let's
but his wife
let's
is in bed like, hey, why don't we just walk around the neighborhood together? I'd love to walk around the neighborhood with you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. You do that.
But
that is Happy Gilmore's grandmother.
Yeah, if your wife asks you to take a walk with them because they want to spend more time with you and exercise together, that's a really supportive thing.
That is
Yeah, I'm not saying he deserved to die. I just didn't care so much
that
he
deserves
did.
A nice desk right there to read and look at that window.
She does. Maybe a window seat.
You know what she's going to do?
She's going to throw that fucking treadmill out the window and build herself a window seat.
Oh, yeah, because the spider is on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Isn't it? No, it's in the shoe.
No, it is.
No, it's on the treadmill.
No, well, it ends up in the shoe.
Like every scene, like the spider almost gets him like 20 times and you freak out every fucking time.
Because it crawls on the treadmill and then it realizes that it can't treadmill and it falls off the back.
This spider
can,
though.
And it's a real
though.
Spider.
It SEAL Team 8's its way across that treadmill.
It lies in ambush.
It does, yeah.
It goes into his slippers.
Yes,
it does.
It does. And so, and then his wife, who I think knows what's up, and she's pissed off about the treadmill.
That
she's like,
be.
Don't forget your slippers, dear. Except she says
the
in her Happy
cold.
Gilmore rap way.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's about to go take a shower or something.
Yeah, he's going
to
go shower. He just got all
set. Because he's a little bit considerate.
Yeah, and then the wife's like, hey, don't forget your slippers, Winky Blinky.
Mm-hmm. So he gets his slipper on, and he pulls his foot out after he gets bit, and he sees his toes like got the gigantic spider bite on him, and then he goes, ugh, and then he dies.
Yeah, he actually says, I think I'm having a stroke or whatever says to her. Call the cops.
And she says,
or call an ambulance or whatever.
Oh, doctor? Oh, doctor asshole? What's going on? And then she immediately sees that he's dead, kicks his ass out the window, and builds her window box.
She actually is pretty sad that
she
this
is
happening.
Because it's her husband, you know.
Yeah, and I think she's a good actress.
You'd have to be.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, she's been living with him for that long. She knows who he is.
Oh, she's faked a lot.
He's a doctor.
And then he has blood come out of his mouth?
You don't see that until Jeff gets there. And Jeff gets there, and this time the coroner comes too.
And the coroner is one of the guys from Law & Order, one of the later seasoned detectives. Yeah. He's been in some mob stuff. I don't know. But he's got a bolo tie.
I like him in this because it's finally like Jeff has a partner, or at least someone that doesn't think he's fucking crazy.
Exactly. Somebody who he can reasonably talk to and yeah. will actually listen, because he kind of is on the old doctor's side, which, I mean, this guy's been the doctor for years in this
They've
town.
They've probably known each other. May not have been exactly. friends, but they have known each other for years and years and years. Right. But that old doctor dies. Jeff is like, it looks like it may have been a spider bite.
Right.
This is not the first time this has happened. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do an autopsy and right. I'd like to exhume.
Do you
the
know
bodies.
Why I like this scene? Because why? The coroner is like, you know, I don't think it probably is a spider bite. It looks like maybe he like had a cardiac arrest after getting bit by a spider.
Or
he
after
was
exercising.
But he's like, I hear what old. You're saying, and I've had to deal with these people's stupid shit for like ever, and I'm glad there's another smart person in town that I can talk to. So like, yeah, let's do this autopsy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it probably won't catch anything, but if it does,
they
then
have a
fine.
Mutual respect.
And so now the old town doctor's great, so he's the town doctor, and everything's great. So it worked out.
So yeah, so we see the montage of them getting all of the town's patients.
Yeah.
And the mom or Jeff's wife is hanging pictures that she's taken in the hallway of the doctor's office.
Yeah, and one of them is of the gigantic spider web. And so it's just a little bit of web shadowing
web
in the hallway.
Shadowing, Mikey.
Yeah, I got you guys.
Mikey, so the joke is tough crowd tonight, Mikey.
At some point we need to make
I don't like spiders.
So now we get the daughter having a sleepover. And I couldn't
That's
figure this
was.
Out for
yeah.
a second because we haven't spent enough time with the kids and I thought somebody was just taking their kids away.
They do introduce a brand new character who
right.
doesn't get a name and mm-hmm. she's driving away.
Yeah.
The only reason I figured it was a sleepover immediately was because the neighbor girl is in the back seat.
Yeah, and I didn't pick that up.
But I thought it was like that was maybe the neighbor girl's older sister who was just sent to go pick up the two girls to have a sleepover.
Right.
But that is not explained. That is just
no.
me guessing.
Also, I did not look directly at the screen for a lot of this movie because I was afraid of spiders. So
I do that all the time though with movies I'm scared of. And when I right. first watched this movie, you know, last Sunday, I was the same way. I was like squirming and stuff.
Yeah. And there I kept having to check behind me to make sure a spider wasn't on me. So now we're at the daughter sleepover and
yeah.
they're talking, they're playing with an evil doll and a spider just rappels down onto the eyes of the evil doll. And the evil doll is kind of doing that thing where the eyes wave. And it almost, the way they shot it, it looked like the doll's eyes opened up to say, oh my God, a spider.
Yeah. It was Annabelle.
Yeah.
It's possessed.
It did look like Annabelle.
Yeah. And the girls are trying to scare each other, but are only really doing that by just yelling spider in sentences that contain the word spider.
Right. And singing like,
the itsy bitsy
hey,
spider!
I just met this guy named Spider and I think he's kind of cute and I'm kind of into it.
Oh my God. I'm getting a guy named Spider.
Yeah. He spells it with a Y. It's so clever.
Oh my God.
I think I want to get a tattoo.
No.
So the spider has rappelled down onto
yes.
the evil doll.
It's gone full commando spider.
Right. And we think that it's going to bite one of them and kill them immediately. But then the big sister bops in and they just throw the book down and smash the spider.
Yeah.
We think.
They don't see the spider.
They don't.
They
don't ever know.
They just drop the book and then one of them steps on it as they walk out.
They'll never know how close they came.
I honestly thought one of these girls was going to die.
I did too.
Because they have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing that earlier that seems like one of them might get bit. I really did think one of them was going to die.
Yeah, every scene is a spider almost biting someone. It's just, this movie's horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now we've got another bug scene because now a spider is stalking Jeff Daniels from outside the window. He's got little binoculars and he radios to the big spider and he's like, we see him. We've got him on our side.
He's not a 1920s gangster spider. He's spider team 8, so he's like,
we got all 8 eyes on Jeff. We got him, man. We got all 8 eyes on Jeff. He's in the kitchen. Send in spider team 8.
And so he's doing his research spider montage, but just with highlighters. And
you know, the internet didn't exist back then.
I know.
It's like the Jaws research
scene. It is. Yeah.
I love every movie we watch is like, animal. Let me get the Encyclopedia Botanica of the animal and be like,
yeah.
Huh. S.
Yeah.
Right. And
is
so,
it with an I or with a Y?
No, the Y is just a douchebag with a neck tattoo.
Yeah, break up with him, Lizzie.
And so we do see a bug about to menace Jeff Daniels, but it turns out it's a cricket. And he just picks this cricket up.
You motherfuckers
like,
both
okay.
jumped, though.
Yeah.
When that cricket jumps on the paper, and Jeff jumps, too. So, like, I honestly reacted the first time I saw it because of his reaction.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much the bug, because you can almost not see that. It's so small. But he just goes from reading to, bah! And you guys both do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Is it still a bug?
Then he interrogates the cricket.
Yeah. Are you a spider?
Well, no.
How many legs do you have?
Not quite like that. He's like, where are all your buddies at? What happened to all your buddies?
You can't handle the truth.
But all he heard was crickets.
Oh.
The thing is, he's not hearing crickets.
No, he's not.
And that's why he's interrogating the cricket. He wants to know what happened to all the crickets.
Last one. But I think this cricket is coming in for protection.
He's begging for help in cricket speak.
So now we see in the wine cellar, it pans down from cricket talk to the gigantic egg sack or something gross that I don't want to know more about in the
wine
cellar.
They're literally pulling it in there. Or one of the spiders is pulling it into the basement.
It's disgusting. Gross. And gross.
Yes. Ugh. I mean, it's called an egg sack. So
most sacks are pretty gross.
Yep. Can confirm.
I think it was the can confirm that made me laugh.
So now they call the doctor from the beginning because in his research montage, he's come up with the name of the long blonde guy from Die Hard or something.
Yes. He was just looking for the biggest or like the most influential spider expert on any coast.
Yeah, and he finds the professor. And he's talking to him about spiders. And he's like, look, most of the time it's not the spider's fault. It's just shit that happens.
He goes on this long diatribe of like, there are so many spiders across America and they all serve a valuable purpose.
They don't.
Right. No. But I mean, they actually do, but it's not worth it to me.
But Jeff mentions Canaima, and he's like, Canaima, that's familiar. They don't say why it's familiar, but...
But his antenna are up.
While he's having this conversation with Jeff, the doctor or the professor is feeding a spider a cricket. Mm-hmm. He puts I'm assuming it's a dead cricket. He puts a cricket in the web, and then he starts, like, fingering the web.
Yeah.
No.
In a come-hither kind of gesture.
In a very come-hither motion.
Get the spider's attention.
Mikey, it is. And listen.
Well, you got to like jingle it.
No.
Jangle it.
You got to jingle it to like really get
to tangle it.
The Christmas
spider
all the
to
way.
Come out.
Yeah.
Gross.
And then listen.
What?
Did you guys get that he was feeding the same spider, the same type of spider that is running amok in Canaima?
Yes.
Yeah.
And trying to control the spider with his fingers, too.
He's trying to finger bang the spider also running amok in Canaima.
Hey, no.
Anyway. He's going to get payback for it. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes out and shames his assistant about playing foosball after providing a foosball table for that same assistant.
That is entrapment.
And ignores the other foosball player. He's not playing foosball by himself.
I think he pops out and says, are you as busy tomorrow or whatever? Like, you bought this foosball table for us to use, you dick.
I know. We're using it.
I think at this point, then we cut to them exhuming the bodies, because that's when Chris, whatever his name, shows up. Chris is the assistant.
I call him Hooper. Is his name Chris?
Yeah. He is sort of the Hooper of the movie. Yeah. From Jaws.
Because we're now seeing him in these autopsies, and that's one of the first scenes we see Hooper in, and he's having kind of the same reaction.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, coroner's just walking around eating all over the place.
I think it's Ruffles? Or he's eating Ruffles. Something at this point. Mm-hmm. But they're looking for spider bites on these exhumed bodies.
And they find a spider bite on all of them.
On every one of them.
Yep.
So everyone who died mysteriously died of spider bite.
Or has a spider bite on them.
Right.
I don't know.
Welcome to the movie, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, and we forgot to say a little while ago, we got the results of the autopsy, and they said that they did die with a trace amount of poison in them, or venom or something.
And Chris, the assistant to this Professor Spider guy, said that he has heard of, no, maybe it was the coroner, say that I've seen a spider kill before, but it was a black widow and it was like a 1-year-old baby.
Right.
But the fact that there's only one bite and it killed them fast and they're adults, that's never going to happen. It can't be that.
Yes,
but
it will not happen.
Well, that's what they want you to think.
Right.
It is. The spiders.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, big spider wants you to think they can kill you.
Yeah.
So now they call Dr. Evil Spider Professor and he wants them to find a specimen.
Yeah, well, Chris calls the Professor Spider Dick guy and he's like, hey, they want to quarantine the town, but this is above my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to come up here and tell them whether or not they can quarantine the town.
Yeah.
Which I don't think professors have the ability to quarantine a town.
I think he just wants a second opinion because he's like, I'm a grad student.
Right.
Like, this feels like maybe I shouldn't make this decision.
Oh, yeah. This is above him for sure.
I think that the Dr. Evil Heartless Spider-Man is not really a dick. I think he just is very single-minded and he just doesn't care about other people. He just wants his spiders.
Yeah. I mean, just like professors, it's either publish or perish, man.
Yeah.
So he's working on getting published in papers so he can get that tenure
and
ride that sweet, sweet academia train to retirement town.
And he will murder as many spiders as it takes.
At what cost?
I know. We already saw the tree. So now they're asleep, and I wrote in caps, there's a giant spider on the wall. Holy
shit. Yeah, because Jeff wakes up and he sees like a huge fucking spider on his wall.
And he, for some reason, doesn't burn his house down and goes over and tries to look at it more and tries to kill the newspaper. And the newspaper is like half the size of whatever the spider thing is.
Yeah. If you swung at the spider that size, it would grab it with two of its eight arms and just smack you across the face with it.
Yeah.
But as he gets closer, it's very clear that it's not a bitch spider.
It's not.
It's like a coat rack.
So now they're going to the old doctor's house to look for spiders.
Chris talks Jeff to be like, hey, you got to come with me to help find a spider. I would have said no, but like Jeff agrees.
Yeah. And so what we do is we just get to see a scene of them illuminating every place in my house that might currently contain a spider.
But it's Chris, the sheriff, and Jeff, right?
Right.
Yes.
But the sheriff is looking in the kitchen and he's like hitting all the mugs and there's nothing in the mugs. He sits down and starts eating
out of the cereal box.
Out of the cereal.
Plain cereal out of the box without milk.
You've never done that, Mikey?
I have, but like now I'm not going to because of like what
happens. Because there might be a spider.
Yeah.
My kids won't eat cereal with milk.
It's a good snack, just dry straight to the dome.
But so she pulls this cereal out just by the fistful, and there's a gross spider in it, but it's dead.
Yeah. It's in his hand.
And it died of natural causes.
So, of course, the sheriff screams, and Jeff and Chris run back in, and they're like, okay, it's dead, and they start talking about how they have short life cycles, right?
Yeah.
So, because it died of natural causes. And they're still looking for other spiders, and they find one, and it's behind a painting, I think, in the dining room.
Yeah.
And then it jumps from behind the painting on the table.
And scares the shit out of everyone.
Yeah.
Including Jeff Daniels.
Oh, yeah, who was, like, paralyzed, terrorized against the wall. Chris is, like, saying, hey, move a step closer to it, because it'll focus on you and then I can cover it up.
Yeah.
And he eventually does and they capture it. Yeah.
So we really see his arachnophobia coming out.
Yes.
And he really gets paralyzed.
Absolutely.
I get you. But Chris Hooper is a badass and just puts a glass over it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So they get it and they go back to the lab.
Oh, and this is when they put two and two together that the photographer was the guy from this town. He's the one who died in Venezuela. Yeah. All right. And kind of meanwhile,
the coach's daughter's about to take a shower.
She's about to take a shower. And this is the one scene that I remember from watching this movie is that the spider is walking around the top of the shower. Yes. And about
Let's take
jump
a poll here. Do y'all check all around your shower for spiders before you take a shower?
Now.
I check around my shower just because I think something might be behind the shower curtain.
Oh, yeah.
I always look for spiders.
Is it because of this?
Maybe.
This movie may have scarred me for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this spider, as she gets in the shower, like jumps onto her face and then just rides the suds down between.
Yeah, it does.
It's a part of her anatomy.
And that's
technically all of her is a part of her anatomy.
I know.
And it goes down the drain.
Yeah, it eventually dies.
But there's one on the toilet, too.
Yes. No, it doesn't die. It just goes down the drain.
That's fair. Can I ask you guys a question? So if you were in a shower and a huge fucking spider jumped onto your face and then rode your body down to the drain, would you ever shower again?
No. I'd burn showers down.
Yeah, I would be the smelliest human being all of the times.
But because she doesn't see it until it's like already been all over her. And then she screams and freaks out.
And her dad runs in.
Her dad runs in and there's a funny little moment where everyone sees her naked.
Is it funny or is it traumatic?
I thought that was like a weird joke to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very 90s joke to make. The spider, meanwhile, has crawled under the toilet.
But this is where we see John Goodman again, right?
The coach calls John Goodman. He shows up, starts spraying the house with chemicals.
We get to hear the John Goodman theme. I really would love like for that just to be my entrance music whenever we walk out on stage. Just to have, that would be amazing.
Can I have Terminator 2 music?
Anyway, so he's spraying the house and he's using like whatever he normally uses and it doesn't work that great because he sprays this spider that's on the back patio and it doesn't kill it. So he has to run over and step on it.
Yeah. But he also checks under the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And like right next to the spider, doesn't check with his eyes. And so he doesn't see the spider and he says, well, there's no spiders down here.
And then he sits on the toilet and the spider's literally right behind him.
Yeah. Ugh. The whole time, just plodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knows he's got a bigger part to play, so he doesn't pull the trigger.
Right, he's like, this is John Goodman, we can't kill him.
Exactly, he's delightful.
It's Roseanne's husband.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
But...
And this is before that was problematic, Mikey.
Yeah. Before it was problematic for other reasons. But he also says that there's a rumor of a deadly spider going around, but that there's no spiders here. You're A-okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now we get a spider autopsy.
Yes.
And there are lots of spider sacks.
I think there are three. Normally there are two and this one has three. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like a special number of sacks. I remember that. I can't remember the numbers.
Yeah,
but
most people have the most.
Oh, Mikey.
Mikey, what was that?
Most spiders have two sacks.
Yeah, but this one had how many?
Three sacks.
So there's lots of spider sacks.
Yeah, there's more than normal. Let's just say that. I don't want to sack shame, but there's more sacks than normal.
They take this this spider poison out, and they inject it into a poor little mouse.
Oh, and that mouse dies real quick.
But we don't have to see it, which is good. So now, after they say this is a drone spider, and that's why it died. It had a short lifespan.
Right.
And that Venezuelan male who jumped into the backpack has mated with an ordinary spider that reckless mom brought into the barn.
Yes.
To create a deadly strain, and that they're social.
It was a booty call for a spider.
Right. I don't get this. Like, what are the drone spiders supposed to be doing? Are they dragging bodies back to the barn? Bees drones, like, go and get the honey, or, like, I mean, go get the pollen and shit.
Well,
bring
that's because bees want to, like, make honey or whatever they do. These spiders just want to kill everyone.
But I think his question is, why do the drones go out?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it is to get food, but I don't know. You can't drag a body. Like, a spider can't drag
ants.
A human body back.
But,
there are mice that they drag back.
So crickets.
The smaller ones, it does drag back.
Ugh.
So, I mean, I do think that it is out to get food, but it just can't drag a human body
like
back.
Ants. Like, there's queen ants and there's, like, drone ant, worker ants.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're social and they work as a team.
Yes.
And that the original male is acting like a general, which is why we call that spider the general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is spider teammate.
All right. So the next thing we see is John Goodman and Todd.
I love John Goodman. But John Goodman comes in and he shakes the Professor Dick's hand and he's like, it's always nice to meet a peer. Which is my favorite John Goodman moment.
Because
he is
so funny.
And he means it for real, too.
Oh, he is super genuine.
Hey, and who makes it out of this movie, too?
Not the Professor Dick. And I'll tell you why. Because the spider professor brings a mason jar to a spider fight.
Yeah.
And John Goodman brings, I'm assuming, illegal chemicals.
Right.
So he came prepared. Spider douche came with a mason jar.
Right. So, and they're saying eventually the queen is going to create breeding offspring.
Yes.
And that's what's in this egg sac that's pulsing in their wine cellar as we speak. It might actually be on all of us right now.
Yeah. And then we're fucked.
And then all the towns
are
dead.
Egg sac is just like not something I want to talk about.
Much. No, it's gross too. When we see it later, it's super gross.
Ugh. Yeah. And so now they're going to the coroner's house.
Don't they split up? Oh, they do split up. The party splits. So we have John Goodman, the best person in the world.
Yeah.
We have Jeff, also pretty great. And Chris, who's great.
Yeah.
And the professor and the sheriff then also leave too.
Yeah, because they have seen the web shadowing on the wall.
Yes.
The writing was right there. It said Charlotte had written, it's in the barn on the web.
Dumbasses.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Professor Long Blonde Hair was like, Sheriff, son, take me to this house.
I'm not an Uber.
He says I'm not a
taxi. He doesn't say I'm an Uber, but I'm not a driver. Yeah.
Which is what people in 90s used?
He's
understand.
Fuck you, Sheriff. Take me.
Everyone treats the sheriff like shit this whole movie, and I fucking love it.
I know, because he kind of deserves it.
But they realize that the spider came over from Venezuela in the photographer's casket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, holy shit, it's in a dark place. It's got to be at the funeral parlor.
Yeah.
We got to call the funeral director who lives above the funeral
parlor. That's got to be where the nest is.
Yeah, it's got to be the nest
is.
So they try and call. It's busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the coroner says, oh, that's the wheel. They're watching Wheel of Fortune. They take the phone off the hook.
That's right.
And then
they start.
Yeah, and because it's Wheel of Fortune.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Pat Sajak is on TV. What are we doing?
I know.
What if they buy a vowel?
Right.
What
and you miss it?
What if the solved puzzle when they get there was spider?
Charlotte's Web.
Novel.
So they're on the way, but we see Mimi and the Undertaker just making their popcorn for Wheel of Fortune.
I hate this scene.
So the spider crawls into the popcorn. Problematic on several levels.
Yes.
Because you got germy bugs in your popcorn and you're going to die. So they just go and they start eating. I don't think we actually see it.
We don't see them die. We see Mimi reach down and pick up the popcorn with the spider in her hand.
Oh,
and then it cuts back to them arriving at their place, running in the door, and you see them both dead on the couch watching Wheel of Fortune.
With their mouth. Right. So, of course, I yell out while watching. I was like, a spider's going to come out of their mouth.
It doesn't, though.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come out of, Mikey?
Their nose.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's so disgusting. Mm-hmm.
And you went,
yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was quite traumatic. Yeah. But on the way to seeing this, they're talking about what the conditions we would need for a spider nest are. That you would see an egg sac, and that spiders are cannibals, so even worse than we thought, so that the queen wouldn't want any spiders around her offspring.
So when they realize that the nest is not at the Undertaker's place, they start to walk back out to the truck, and that's when Chris says, do you have a map of the town? And John Goodman goes, you're looking to buy here, son? Which is hilarious. Aww. And honestly, there's a lot of houses that are probably open.
Exactly. Well,
there are now, because there's like nine dead people.
I know. Yeah. It's a great time to buy. It's a buyer's market.
It really is.
Anyway, so they bring a map out and they start mapping all the attacks, right? Yeah. So they start circling Margaret's house, the football field. Mm-hmm. The doctor's house, the funeral parlor. Mm-hmm. So all of those places, right? And then there's a thing in the middle and they say, well, who lives here? And Jeff goes, I live there.
I do.
That's my house.
And my barn's there too.
Shit.
Oh no.
So they quickly drive to Jeff Daniels' house, but
before
who's
that,
already there? Exactly.
Oh, Dr. Because Blonde, that's where, evil Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's where the professor went with the sheriff.
Yeah,
he goes into the barn.
So he tells the sheriff to get out of here, you bother me. And then he goes into the barn, and then he, surprise, surprise.
Okay, hold on now.
Well,
he climbs up, there's spiderwebs everywhere. He's like, oh, it's beautiful. Then he does the thing where he like, Quinches two fingers in an upward motion.
Yeah,
he
can come hither motion.
I'm
going
to need you both to stop doing that.
That's not the first time we've heard that.
And then you have to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Spider comes out and the professor goes, clever girl.
Uh-huh.
I said it earlier.
Okay.
And then that's when the A-team arrives. Bum, 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 bum.
And it's time for John Goodman to uncork his private stock.
No,
that's what he says.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He does have a throwaway line. Yeah.
But it creeps right past his foot while he's saying that into the barn.
Well, that's because Chris and Jeff run into the house to save the wife and kids. And John's like, the barn that killed the professor, this is nothing for me and my private stock.
Right.
But you're right. The big spider's away for another day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. For another like 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, yeah.
John Goodman just starts unleashing all of his XXX chemicals all over the spiders.
It's
everywhere.
Amazing. Did it you is. Guys see that when he sprayed it with the organic stuff or whatever he was using on the coach's back porch?
It didn't
do anything to the spiders.
Right.
But now when he's spraying them down on the ladder, like they're like the smoke's coming off of them. And like you can tell that this is poison.
Yeah. This is
not just poison. It's like
acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the barn falls down too. And then he finds out that it got the professor. I guess he's in like a spider web.
The professor falls down covered in spider webs.
That's right.
Ooh. Very Indiana Jones.
Very dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now the other team, this is Chris and Jeff, right?
Yeah. Chris and Jeff are under the house.
And they're all watching Alex P. Keaton, and a spider walks across his face, and it's nice because I love him.
This part of the movie becomes my absolute worst nightmare.
This is the video of us like freaking out of this, right?
Yeah. Well, because this is where it's officially off the rails from here till the end.
Yeah.
Like it's 20 minutes of fist fights with spiders.
Yes, yeah. And we hear the general say into his walkie-talkie, go, go, all of them, go, go.
D-Day of spiders. It's not just SEAL Team Spider.
All spiders on deck, because we see the one walk across Alex P. Keaton's face, and then we see spiders everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
Every crack, every vent, everything.
And they're surrounded, and they have to go upstairs.
But Jeff Daniels and Chris are like, all right, everybody, get up and let's go. And they turn around to the front door, and it's covered in those spiders.
Did you guys get the impression that the reason that they were flooding the house is because John Goodman was killing all of them in the barn?
Oh, maybe.
So they were fleeing from the barn and just went to the house because it was the closest structure they could get into?
They don't question the orders, Tom.
Anyway, so they can't go out the front door. They go up to the bathroom on the second floor. They start going out the window there, and Jeff is like fighting them off with like a towel or whatever.
Yeah, he pushes a towel to get in the crack at the door because they're coming underneath the door.
But it's too late because 20 spiders already got under the crack of the door.
He's literally like popping them with the other towel.
He's like, good game.
Yeah, exactly. While his family's like getting out of the bathroom through the second floor window onto the roof and then climbing down the trellis.
Yeah, where like vines grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is called a trellis, right?
Yeah. Trellis.
Yeah. Nailed it. Anyway, so they're crawling on the trellis and then Chris gets on it and his fat ass, he's not big at all, but it breaks and like he falls from like, I don't know, 25 feet.
I would gladly fall from that house.
Oh, yeah. And then I would pop up and run away. If my legs were broken, I would just roll away. You got to get away.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jeff can't get out because right as he's trying to climb out the window, Spider Team 8 starts to rappel down in front of the window like, not today, motherfucker.
Yeah, there's like five of them that are like rappelling with their web. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're the paratroopers of it.
Spider troopers.
Oh, and so he's trapped in the bathroom. And now John Goodman saves the day, though.
He goes up to the house. house, unhooks both of his things, and starts spraying the house and killing. Because also, the whole outside of the house is also covered in spiders.
It's insane. But then Jeff, who's in the bathroom, gets out of the bathroom.
How does he get out of the bathroom?
He just walks out of the door and then falls over the rail and falls through the bad floor into the wine cellar.
Yeah.
So he's fallen 20 feet through a floor.
Right. Didn't land on any of the nails that he shot through the floor. So thank
luckily.
Right.
Luckily.
That would have been a mercy at that point, though.
Yeah. And then he sees the egg sack, so now he knows he's in the nest.
My skin is crawling just talking. I'm like, I can't even like.
The director really wanted you to make sure that you knew that he was in the lair or whatever, because there's a lot of exposition dumped real quick right here.
Right,
he's like, it's a cold, dry place. No other animals. It's definitely shit. I'm in the lair. Like, it's really funny. Like, to
it's also covered with spider webs now. Yeah. It basically looks like you're at like Harry Potter world waiting to get on the ride.
But it's
you're
so
sipping a butter beer.
Yeah.
By the way, butter beer is delicious.
Absolutely. I want to have butter beer. It sounds really good. All right. So a lot of spider shit happens, and I'm going to try to talk about it in the way that it happens, but I don't know, because there's just spiders everywhere and they're all over the place.
That shovel thing is insane.
Dude, I know.
Because there's a spider crawling along the pipes at the top, and he grabs a shovel to hit it. It jumps down and he swings at it, and you assume he hits it.
Yeah.
He didn't. The spider tactical grabbed the shovel and like is hiding behind it.
Yeah.
And then doesn't it jump on him?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, you guys were screaming so much.
I hated this.
Well, and so he shovel throws the queen into the breaker box and electrocutes it on the box.
I fucking hate this movie.
Dude, did you think that was the end of the movie, though? Did you think that was the final spider?
Yes.
I did, too.
And so now
I'm still feeling it,
but it's not, because now he's got to destroy the egg sack.
Yes.
So he gets his long grill lighter, which is actually not a bad plan.
No, it's a great plan.
But so he starts pouring his expensive cognac on the egg sack, and he gets his grill lighter, but not before the general jumps out on him.
Because that spider that he killed on the electrical box was not the final spider.
Yeah, that wasn't the general.
No, that was not the Venezuelan spider.
Yeah, and now he's out for even more revenge.
Yes.
He said, "You're not going to take my babies." Actually, I don't know if he cares that much about the babies, but
this starts like a 20-minute fight sequence with this general
spider.
Yes.
I hate this.
I hated this scene so much.
And so he freaks out because he's a normal person.
Yeah.
And then the wine rack falls on top of him.
Oh,
and
my
the general
God.
Just decides to fuck with him a little bit.
Yeah. He's playing with
this spider is real arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a sociopath.
He's got like five sacks.
But the spider is like running around the like floor while he's trapped under the wine rack.
He's throwing the wine bottles at him. He's just kind of nonchalantly this is hilarious. The way.
Yeah. So this starts what I would equate to like, if that spider was Indiana Jones, because there's like at some point he gets like a spray can that's like flammable and the lung lighter, and he's like spraying in and trying to kill it. And the spider like runs from sections to sections to hide behind things. It's hilarious, but also super intense.
And at some point he digs himself out of the wine rack and then just starts flamethrowing his entire basement to try to get the
thing. He just lights the fucker on fire.
He burns it down.
You should.
But the spider keeps crawling away. He says, "God damn it, where are you?" And then he starts to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
So anyway, this is when the spider gets in the pipe.
Yeah. And then it runs. This scared the fuck out
of me.
Dude,
this was hilarious. You guys lost your shit.
This was a little bit of a turnabout for Todd. Now he gets to see what we see every week.
Yeah. And I loved it. But I'll be honest with you. When I watched it the first time last Sunday, I had the exact same reaction. Anyway, so the spider's in the pipe. Jeff knows the spider's in the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
He is holding the flammable can and the lighter by the pipe. We know the spider's going to come.
We know the spider's in there.
We know. The movie is telegraphed. We know what's going to happen. And it still scares you.
Yeah.
So you guys.
It's a fucking giant spider.
Anyway, it jumps out at Jeff in a very scary way.
It might as well have jumped out at me.
Yeah.
It
did. And
it
you did guys both yelled. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I had seen it. And I knew it was coming, and I was watching you guys, and it scared me, too. Anyway, so the spider jumps onto Jeff's neck.
Yeah, and he falls down.
And I thought he was dead.
He, like, throws it out of the way somehow. He gets it off of him, but he falls. And then the spider, like, menacingly walks up to him. And he's just staring it down.
I didn't love this part because he's been in a fist fight with this spider for 10 minutes. And now, after it jumps on his neck and he threw it across the room and he falls to his back, now he can't move.
But I thought that he was just afraid of his spiderness.
Yeah, that's like what it arachn- is.
But I think he's got a plan because he's got a board on his chest and he waits. He's got to wait praying that the spider isn't just going to bite his toe and kill him. He knows the spider is out for blood and really wants to get in his face and let him know.
The spider wants to get all 8 eyes on him. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he waits till the spider crawls up onto the board and then he catapults it.
It lands in what he set on fire before. So it catches on fire and then you think it's dead because the spider's on fire.
That's right.
And then he gets up and starts walking around. But no!
And then it's a fire spider!
What is happening in this movie? But
just when we thought it couldn't get worse, it gets worse.
Fire spider does like tactical rolls out in the wine cellar.
Now even more evil.
And then he grabs a nail gun, cocks it. The flaming spider jumps at him right as he shoots it. It goes through the spider, transfers its momentum to the spider, transfers the spider to the egg sac that is covered in brandy. And then that ignites on fire.
Yep.
As it's hatching. There's spiders coming
out. Hatching. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's a flaming gigantic spider on top of a hatching egg sac all on fire.
Yeah.
And it's
terrifying. There's still regular spiders all over the house.
Yeah. And the house is on fire because he flamed for the fuck out of that.
So he's
house.
Trying to get out and he can't because the other spiders start coming back down.
And then who saves the day?
Then John Goodman.
John Goodman John saves the day. He like picks him up and like fireman throws him over his shoulder and then rescues him.
And then Jeff says something like, thank God. He's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And then John Goodman's taking care of shit and he's just like hosing the entire house down with this chemical spray.
He should just be lighting it on fire, but
I know. Well, I mean, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I mean, he's not putting the fire out.
No.
And then we cut to them in the big city.
Yeah, because they moved the fuck out of Canaima.
Yeah, because there's spiders there.
Yeah. Oh, and they're finally opening that bottle of wine.
They are,
that he said at the very beginning, oh, it's too expensive to drink. Mm-hmm. And he did not throw at the spider in the basement.
Right.
So now they're opening it in San Francisco because they moved back and they're like, I'm so glad to be out of the country where spiders can come eat you or whatever. And
evil doctors are terrible.
Right. Yeah. And then earthquake.
That's not an earthquake. This is an earthquake.
And then just like Australian earthquakes do, it one up itself and made a bigger earthquake. So then they get up to go check on the kids and then the earthquake shakes the wine bottle over and no one gets to drink that wine. That's the movie.
Then that's the movie.
Yeah.
And then we hear a song that I think Todd's going to have some fun facts about.
I am. We're going to get to that though.
Yeah.
I hate this movie. I hate spiders. This is the scariest movie I've watched on this podcast. This is the scariest movie I may have ever seen.
Aww. I can't believe it's the scariest movie we've done for the podcast. We've seen so much scarier movies than this. Listen, I found this movie very scary for me. I wouldn't put it super high on the scary scale, which we'll get to, but I liked it. It was an effective movie. I probably wouldn't watch it again. I don't know. I actually probably would because it would be funny because I wouldn't watch it by myself. But if
I definitely won't watch it by myself.
If my friends wanted to watch it, hell yeah. For the John Goodman scenes, Jeff's funny in this movie.
It's look away when the spiders are there.
Exactly.
Okay, I will say, I liked all the characters. I liked the nuance of the movie. I thought it was like a well-made movie.
Sure.
I hated it.
Hardcore agree.
Yeah.
That's because you hate spiders so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders, but I really liked this movie. I don't think I dislike them as much as Mikey does. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's fun. It holds up, you know.
This is the first movie we've watched that I thought was scary as a little kid that is still super scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Arachnophobia.
All right, well, let's talk box office. This movie, it came out in like the 90s, right? I think it was 90, exactly.
Yeah,
90. Yeah, it came out July 20th, 1990. I'm looking at it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the budget for this movie was $22 million, which isn't bad. That's a pretty good size budget for the 90s. Mm-hmm. But you've got some pretty big name people on this, right?
Yeah, big name people.
Yeah, so, and it did pretty well. It made $53 million. So it more than doubled its budget. It did great. It was a hit. In its first week out, it lost to the movie Ghost and Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Is it really called Die Harder?
Yeah, it's called Die Harder.
It is.
Really? So, fun facts.
Jen's fun facts.
Now, always, even more, always fun. This was directed by Frank Marshall, and he talked about wanting it to be like The Birds. So I think it was originally going to be a lot scarier, but he wanted it to be more like, he called it a thrill-omedy. So it was intentionally a little funny at times, and I think that's where John Goodman comes in, and he said, people want to be scared, but laughing like a roller coaster. And I think he achieved that. So this was directed by Frank Marshall, and he didn't direct a whole lot, but he has produced a bunch of Steven Spielberg stuff.
Pretty much all of it, right?
Yeah. So the high school that they used was called Coast Union High School, and it's a real high school, and they used real students to be the background people. So I got some spider facts.
Nice.
These, all but the general, were real spiders. They're called insane. Avondale spiders. No,
they're pretty big. Like, they're not super big.
They're big. Let's
but they're big
that.
Enough.
They're big.
They used over 300 of them. They were picked for their large size and unusually social lifestyle, and because these spiders are essentially harmless to humans. And so they shipped them from Australia, and they weren't allowed back into the country because of quarantining. So they just like went to do their movie and then never got to come back to their homeland and celebrate. So there was another kind of spider, and I think this was the queen spider. She was a different species. She's a giant spider, a species of bird-eating tarantula.
What?
Which grows to be to an 8-inch leg span.
What?
Oh, jelly.
It's that's much bigger than.
Yeah. That's. Oh.
They should be.
Bigger than anything should be, you know? They're really hard
Mikey,
to.
I love you so much.
They're also really hard to handle, and they have a nasty bite.
Yeah!
If they're eating birds, I bet they are.
They called this spider Big Bob after Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was the nickname they gave it on set.
So what was the general then?
The general was the only not real spider.
And it was like a hand puppet?
It was animatronic.
Okay.
And it was actually made by Jamie from Mythbusters. And
no shit!
Yeah, really? This was his first like big props work.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that prop spider looked pretty scary.
You can tell it's not a real spider, but it looks pretty good. Yeah, it still creeped the
tell,
fuck
Jim,
out of
we
me.
We still screamed.
Ooh, yeah. I know. So well done, Jamie. No spiders were harmed.
Bullshit.
In the No, seriously. They were very, like, they counted them all. They had to loan
That's
out.
That's insane.
Yeah, they
I
said
don't know
they were super hard to work with, though.
How did they get them to rappel down?
They're fucking spiders.
So, okay, in the shower scene, you can see they tied a string to it.
Yeah, they used, like, little leashes that they would attach them to. Sometimes they would, like, glue magnets to the underside and, like, move them around that way.
Yeah.
They would spray Lemon Pledge on the floor in lines, and the spiders didn't like that, so it would kind of corral them in places.
No shit. What? That's interesting. Yeah.
My whole place is about to be covered in Lemon
I know.
Pledge.
I'm going to go invest in Lemon Pledge, guys.
Hey, peppermint oil works also. So John Goodman said he was fine with the spiders, and he has some quote about like looking them in the eyes, and he understood them and they understood him, and they just went about their way, which is such a John Goodman thing to say. But Jeff Daniels was like, fuck them, that's gross. He was okay with everything but the big tarantula one.
Oh, which, the bird-eating one?
Yeah, and he was like, that. I just don't want them on my face.
I will tell you, though, using real spiders was effective.
No, it paid off.
No, it totally was.
Yeah. I think it was a good call, but I can see that being held to shoot.
I can barely talk in this podcast because I'm so freaked out.
Anytime you see John Goodman like spraying the fuck out of a spider, it was a spider that had died from natural causes.
What?
That they used in the scene. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
they really didn't.
How do they know they didn't kill these spiders? And be like,
because they counted them all.
And Mikey, it died of natural causes. Wiggy, blinky.
Well, okay, so the scene on the porch when John Goodman steps on the spiders. Apparently this took hours to shoot because they gave him a special shoe with a hole in it, and he would step on the spider and the spider would crawl up into the hole and wait for him to go back. I don't know how they didn't kill the spider. So some of the Foley work they used, because they didn't actually crunch the spiders, they used Foley work to make it sound like they crunched them, were squashing mustard packets and crunching on chips.
Nice. So, I would see that. Cool. Yeah.
It was announced in 2018 that they're going to make a remake of this. So already Mikey's favorite movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing that as a new release,
although,
Mikey.
I can't imagine them using real spiders with CGI. You know,
if they use CGI spiders, it's not going to be scary.
It's not going to be as effective. Because,
I agree. Yeah. I think the real spiders make it effective.
But James Wan and Spielberg are both attached to this.
Cool. So is that all your fun facts?
Well, that's all my fun facts.
I have a fun fact.
Todd's fun facts.
This is not a fun fact. This is an insane fact.
Ooh.
So Jimmy Buffett wrote the closing. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett wrote the closing credits of this song with Michael Utley and Jay Oliver. I don't know who those people are. But this song is called Don't Bug Me. And it was written for the movie Arachnophobia.
Oh my God.
And it has lyrics like night crawling, free falling, just don't get in my way, don't squish me or death wish me. That's all I have to say.
Oh, don't squish me or death wish me.
Spiders can't talk, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, but it is written from the point of view of a spider. I'm fakey, real flaky, eight legs and one pea brain, so don't bug me, don't mug me, just try and act humane.
Oh my
God. These are the lyrics to Don't Bug Me by Jimmy Buffett.
Does not make sense. All the spiders in the movie killed people.
Yeah, but it's Jimmy Buffett. It's written from the point of view of a spider who just is like went to a sandals resort in Jamaica trying to enjoy a time at the beach with a beach ball.
Yeah. Well, next time I go to a Jimmy Buffett concert, I'm going to scream out, play Don't Bug Me.
Oh my God, yes. If any of you guys are going to go see Jimmy Buffett, request, nay, demand that he plays the Don't Bug Me arachnophobia theme. Right. I thought that was insane.
That is insane. When I was listening to it, sing it, Todd.
Don't bug me.
Don't bug me.
I swear to God, that's the way it is. It's horrible. Anyway, so I was listening to this and I was talking to Natalie at the end of the movie when we watched it. And I was like, hang on. These lyrics, because you can hear the lyrics in the in the credits. I was like, these lyrics are insane. So I Googled it and just had a good five minute laugh about how shitty this song is. It's amazing. Anyway, that was my fun fact.
If you like spider colada.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
And getting bit in a shoe.
This is why I like Starship Troopers so much, because they just like kill all the bugs.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, our scary scale is a scale we use to rank how scared we were when we watched this movie. Mm-hmm. It's not a ranking of the quality of the film. It's a ranking of how scared we were today when we watched this movie. Our one example is Ghostbusters, and our 10 example is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I got it.
Yep.
All right, Todd, what you got?
I'm going to give it 2 scores. I'll give it a 4 for when we watched it tonight, but when I watched it last Sunday with Natalie, probably a 6.
Well, then let's give it a 6.
Yeah, no, I think it should be a 6. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's how we felt about it tonight.
I'm writing down both. Okay. All right.
It definitely, for me, was a 6 the first time I watched it. Right. I know that. Mm. It was. I had a lot of fun watching it with you guys a second time, but it still scared me a few times the second time I watched it. What about you, Mikey?
I'm going to give it a 9.
What? That is insane,
Mikey.
The
movie almost broke, Mikey.
Holy shit.
I am real close to giving it a 10.
Oh, my. This is almost a perfect movie.
The jump scares really scared me.
Yeah,
and then,
did.
Like, watching spiders on a screen scared me. And, like, people put their hands close to them, and I sweated.
And they're real.
Yeah, they're real spiders. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, every situation I've ever feared, like, spider the toilet, spider in the shower, spider in your hat, spider in your barn,
spider in your popcorn,
spider in your popcorn.
Yeah, spiders everywhere.
Spiders everywhere.
What is happening?
I don't know. It scared me so bad.
I know.
So 9. Yeah, we broke Mikey. Just started saying spiders everywhere. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna give it a 6. I think. Yeah,
that's an appropriate number for someone to give it. Mikey.
She was scareder than a 6.
I decide my scale, Mikey. No, I'm giving it a 6 because it did scare me a lot when I'm watching it, but it didn't really stick with me. Like, I'm still scared of spiders the regular amount that it was before I watched it, you know, which is a good amount.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies just talking about the movie.
That's right. True. I have been squirmy a little bit.
You have been heebie-jeebida.
But I think there's enough moments of humor, and John Goodman is amazing, that it kind of makes me forget that there might be a spider on me right now.
Yeah.
I think this movie does the humor stuff really well, because it doesn't subtract from the scary at all.
Right, yeah.
And it's like Spider Scream, like the tone of it. Like Scream.
It is a little like Spider Scream.
Right. You know what I mean?
So this week you guys made me watch the 1990 classic Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
What are you guys making me watch next week?
Well, listeners, let's all go to the movies.
Oh, let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies because
we're doing
some scary stories.
Woo!
Are we going to movies?
We are. I just bought our tickets. Week?
We owe her money.
Yeah, you do.
For our tickets.
Yes, we're going to see Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I love these books.
Never read the books.
You never read the books in like...
Of course not.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so everyone go see Scary Stories this weekend. So we're going to read a 5-star review that came from Facebook today.
Yay.
And when I say we're, I mean Mikey is going to read it.
I read these now.
Mikey reads.
You've always read them.
That's true.
That's true. So Beth O.
Ooh.
On Facebook.
Oh, she just joined the Facebook group today.
Oh?
Yeah. She did.
She says, I am newer to podcasts and I was trying out several that I liked, but I came across Horror Virgin on Instagram.
Ooh.
And once I checked out their podcast, I was hooked.
Nice.
Yay.
I've been listening to previous episodes daily.
Oh.
Jen is my Stephen King soul sister.
Hey, soul sister. We can't remember how it goes.
And I can connect with Mike's. I don't go by that, but that's fine.
She's new. That's fine.
Well, next review, you know, just adjust that. I can connect with Mike's enjoyment of 80s horror like House 2.
Yeah.
It's fun to hear Todd be introduced to movie after movie. Check this out and you will be hooked too.
Aww.
Exclamation point.
Thank you so much for the love, Beth. That's awesome. Amazing.
17 stars.
I think it was fine.
Really?
So if you guys would like your review read on the podcast, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts or on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah, and if you leave the accent you prefer it to be read on at the end of your review, I'll try my best.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
Suggest robot, please.
Let's make that a thing.
Dinosaur.
So leave a review. Leave your accent that you want me to read it
in. I need someone just to leave a roar 5 stars.
And I'll do my best.
Somebody please do that. So guys, we are a member of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. So if you're listening to us in their feed, make sure you switch over to our feed because you'll get the show actually 2 days earlier on Monday instead of on Wednesday. But if you are listening to the show in their feed, you're also getting other great shows like the Modern Horrors Podcast, but also Death, Dying, and Other Things, and the lovely Final Girls. If you want to follow all of us, you can reach the show at Horror Virgin on all of the socials. If you want to talk to Jen specifically on the socials, it's at Jen Ferratu. If you want to talk to Mikey, it's at MRandolph24, and I am at Todd J. Awesome on pretty much everything.
Hey guys, something truly amazing happened.
Yeah,
this week.
It did. Dude, the Facebook group is amazing.
Facebook group is amazing.
Son of a bitch. I felt it happen, but I had no control over it.
Oh, just like puberty.
Do we need to talk?
Guys, Frankie's the shit.
Frankie is amazing. Thank you, Frankie. So we got a shout out on the Facebook group from Tyler Labine. He said my name, guys.
He said my name too.
I just heard him say my name. He said my name.
That was so funny.
It was awesome.
You guys were talking in our group text and I was like, what are you talking about?
And then immediately texted back, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was so cool.
I know. When I saw it, I literally just responded with, hold the fucking phone. What just happened?
Were you holding your phone?
I was at the gym. I was so weird because I was at the gym. I saw who it was and I was like, why did they send us this video? Because I assumed he was just talking about some other bullshit.
That's what I thought. I was like, why are we just, is he like vlogging?
So I know, right? But why did they send us a Tyler Labine vlog or whatever? And then I listened to it. I was like, hold it. He just said my name.
No, he said my name.
What the fuck is happening? Yeah, that was amazing. Frankie, thank you so much. And guys, if you missed that, join the Facebook group.
You nerds,
you're
what
missing
are you doing?
Out on all the good shit.
Hey, but yeah, join the Facebook group. It's awesome. Even if you hate Facebook, just join our Facebook group. So Emmy does watch parties for the movie that we are about to drop the day before. Usually does 2 on Sundays. But Frankie posts a bunch of movies onto the HV Rabbit.
Just like random ones he's going to be watching.
Yeah, so we've got an HV Rabbit, which is just a way that you can...
It's a sex toy.
Yeah, pleasure yourself. By watching movies. No, it's like a group watch kind of thing, and you can post. I mean, you can cut that stuff.
No, I don't think I will cut it.
I think it definitely stays in.
So if you want to check out our website at horrorvirgin.com, you can check out the blog that Jen writes and Mikey has promised to but has not followed through with writing up yet.
Despite the fact that he has a computer.
And has bragged about that to our faces multiple times.
I have a computer.
But that I don't understand why that means you can't do a blog.
I know, it means I can.
You just don't?
You just won't.
It's a power move. That's what it is.
It's a weird flex, Mikey.
Yeah. Yes. How's that wine taste, Mikey?
It's too expensive to drink. My computer's too expensive to use. The laptop is too expensive to fold open. I told my movers.
So guys, if you want to check out that blog and Mikey's forthcoming blog, it's at horrorvirgin.com. You can also find a link to our merch store.
Yeah.
And if you want to help us get new mics and better equipment so we can give you guys better sound, check out our Patreon.
Yeah.
Right now, all the money is going into an account so we can buy all of that stuff. And there's a lot of great levels, a lot of great perks that you can get on the Patreon, a lot of great exclusive Patreon content. So check it out there.
Yeah.
And if you can't financially support the show, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. And that's telling all your friends and family about the show. Yeah. That shit really, really helps. And honestly, you'd be surprised how much leaving reviews help. So please continue doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can go to Good Morning America and put a sign that says listen to Harvard and stand in the back, that's what we need to happen.
Oh, that would
somebody
be awesome.
Do that. Yes.
We'll do something special for
holy
you.
Holy shit. I will talk about you for every day.
Yeah. But it really does mean a lot. And really just listening and downloading means
you guys are
a
lot.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us to terrorize Mikey tonight and watching Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun.
It really was.
So we'll be back next week with Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And until then, I'm Jen.
And I'm Mikey.
And I'm your horror virgin Todd, guys.
Have an amazing week. I miss you. Catchphrase.
Oh. You're an idiot. I love you. I love everything about you.
Hey, Mikey, hold, don't move. Don't.
Fuck.
Don't move. Hold on. Hold on. No, don't. Seriously, don't move. Okay, it's right here.
It's not real, is it?
Bye. Nerds.
Nerds.